With Montana News, I'm Nora Sachs. Scientists have long used fish and aquatic insects as ecological indicators to measure the success of the Superfund cleanup from Butte to Missoula. But as cleanup on the Clark Fork River's main stem gets more complicated, the birders are getting involved. On a late July morning, I'm ducking under willow branches and marching through mud along an unremediated stretch of the Clark Fork River in the Deer Lodge Valley. I'm trailing a few dozen khaki-clad birders who are venturing out on the first ever Superfund birding tour, organized by a handful of local bird and ecology groups.
Here's our nice little willow flycatcher.
We've stopped short in front of a barely visible mist net draped across dense shrubs. Boo Curry, with the UM Bird Ecology Lab, reaches for a petite grayish bird swaddled in its web and gently untucks it.
We catch a lot of these guys at most of our riparian sites.
That's a good sign, ecologically speaking. Willow flycatchers make their nests in mature willows, so they're considered an indicator species, a strong signal that the riparian area is lush and healthy. This one is already wearing a tiny ankle band with a unique number, telling Curry it was caught here earlier this morning.
Does anyone want to let the bird go?
Cool.
Yeah? Yeah. Let's step over to away from the net, so hopefully.
The Bird Ecology Lab bands birds routinely throughout the greater Missoula area. It helps them build demographic profiles of the population. But it's the first time researchers are out at this particular site. They want to get a better handle on what happens to bird populations as the upper Clark Fork River undergoes Superfund cleanup. Because it's not just willow flycatchers that need healthy riverside habitat to thrive. Avian ecologist Mike Kriswicki with the Bird Ecology Lab says about 430 bird species occur in Montana.
And 90% of those use riparian areas at some point in their life cycle. And 60% of those breed in riparian areas, and 45% of those 430 species only exist in riparian areas in the state.
But scouring the river's banks to remove toxic mine waste left there by a massive flood a century ago and rebuilding the floodplain from scratch transforms the landscape. Will McDowell, the restoration director for the Clark Fork Coalition, says when you do the Superfund cleanup,
all the soil gets turned up, dug up, and everything has to be replanted with new soil. So it's a really big process to try to bring it back to a high-quality natural habitat.
This 40-ish mile stretch of the Clark Fork between Warm Springs and Garrison is the most contaminated and runs primarily through private agricultural land. So the nonprofit bought Dry Cottonwood Creek Ranch and volunteered the 4-mile stretch of riverbank running through it as a guinea pig. Between 2014 and 2016, about 50,000 dump truck loads of dirty soil were hauled off the riverfront on the property.
That fence right there is the edge of the cleanup. That's the Superfund boundary.
And it's stark. Over here, just across the road from the bird banding station, the ranch's remediated floodplain is more brown than green. A smattering of replanted willow seedlings and saplings dot the banks.
It's going to take at least a couple decades probably to get close to what it originally was. Because those are very old plants, actually. Those willows are actually decades old.
While remediation is necessary for the long-term health of the ecosystem, spoiler alert, in the short term, removing all that big leafy stuff has a big impact on birds. Back at the ranch house, McDowell shared some fresh data with the tour group, about 25 members of Five Valleys Audubon and the Montana Natural History Center. He said the UM Bird Ecology Lab's Megan Filling banded at the ranch back in 2007, before the cleanup.
So she started out with very high numbers of birds and actually very high diversity relative even to some of your other banding sites.
Yeah, it was very productive.
Very productive habitat, even though it was contaminated.
They repeated the study this summer, 2 years post-cleanup, and the number of species had dropped from 21 to 8. The total number of birds dropped drastically, too.
We're really interested in monitoring this over time to see if that vegetation comes back sufficiently to support something close to the original species diversity and abundance of birds that was there. We don't know yet.
Other local bird experts I talked to said bird populations don't tend to bounce back until 5 or 6 years after cleanup, when the willows start to fill in. And it will likely take decades before cottonwoods reestablish and any new species appear. But in that revegetation process, inches matter. Willows, cottonwoods, and other floodplain species are adapted to grow in flood cycles. McDowell is concerned that as the State Department of Environmental Quality rebuilds the floodplain,
if they put it a few inches too high, they may not ever get flooding, or very rarely get flooding, and you won't get the Milltown model effect of the land naturally revegetating itself. And it's very difficult to re-veg these sites by just human labor and effort. You need nature to help.
That's especially important when funding is tight. DEQ has about $75 million left to finish the remaining 80% of this reach of the Clark Fork. And each river mile is different. It costs about $4 million per mile to clean up dry Cottonwood Creek Ranch. So the Clark Fork Coalition is encouraging the agency to use lessons learned on their land as they continue cleanup on the rest of the river, and to adopt strategies that will both reduce labor costs and help habitat and wildlife return faster. But out in nature, that line between clean and dirty is messier.
Well, you know, we don't care what bird you saw in Argentina the last time you were out. We want to focus on what we're doing today.
Just a few miles upstream from the ranch, Gary Swant guides the binocular-laden group towards a surprising sanctuary for birds and those who love them, Warm Springs Ponds. Swant is a consultant and does bird surveys for U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service as well as industry.
Any passerines?
I just heard a common yellowthroat. Sound.
Common yellowthroat, that's very common here. Yeah, we should hear marsh wrens as we get down here around the corner.
Cormorants, gulls, grebes, and white pelicans come into view as we close in on a family of shimmering man-made ponds. Warm Springs Ponds are an important chapter of the Clark Fork Superfund story. Owned by Atlantic Richfield, the 2,400-acre wetland area drops out heavy metals flowing in from Silver Bow Creek before they reach the river just beyond here. And though toxic sediments lurk just below, these ponds have become a wildlife haven.
So they think that the lime here is settling in and capping these heavy metals, and the fish and the birds are above those heavy metals. So there's not a lot of interaction between the heavy metals and the waterfowl fish.
Now, Swant says the ponds are a trophy fishery and a crucial staging area for migrating birds. He's been coming here weekly for years and has spotted half of the bird species that exist in the entire state right here, and some that exist virtually nowhere else. Everyone is taking turns at a scope aimed at a jumble of sticks right in the center of one of the ponds.
The one right out there. You see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that is the nest of the black-crowned night heron.
Oh, that's
the one we're all excited about.
Right. Swant says this is the only nest west of the Continental Divide that he's aware of. No one's home at the moment, but birdwatcher Gene Wissner from Missoula isn't too crestfallen at missing the night heron.
I mean, it's phenomenal to know that this was once, you know, a terrible wasteland, really. And now it's fertile place for birds, lots of filling in vegetation, lots of water. It looks not too bad, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not diving down into the water, right?
It's probably a good idea.
Yeah, good idea not to do that. But yeah, it's really amazing.
Once the Superfund cleanup upstream is finished, Swant says these wetlands will be managed for maximum bird use instead of heavy metals. He predicts
this is going to become one of the premier birding areas of western Montana.
Tom Bowler was also on the tour, busy snapping photos with a monster zoom lens. And while he's hopeful about the future of Warm Springs Ponds,
you know, it's not all rose-colored glasses here. They still have to look and see what's happening with that stuff that's been deposited here for 100 years.
Bowler works at another Superfund site in Butte and thinks about these complexities in the watershed a lot. Sometimes he even puts them in a song. He took one by the Righteous Brothers, Rock and Roll Heaven, and revamp the lyrics.
If you believe in forever, life is just a one-night stand. If there's this rock and roll heaven, they got to have a hell of a band. I said, if you believe in forever, the life of remediation is anyone's guess. If there's a Superfund heaven, it's got to be a hell of a band.
DEQ started the Superfund cleanup on the Upper Clark Fork in 2011 and plans to focus work on Grant Corps Ranch and Deer Lodge this fall. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.